L-E-D-E-N-E-T.
Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18 plus. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 50% bonus on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.
The Adventures of the Saint, starring Vincent Price. The Saint, based on characters created by Leslie Charteris and known to millions from books, magazines, and motion pictures. The Robin Hood of modern crime now comes transcribed to radio, starring Hollywood's brilliant and talented actor Vincent Price as The Saint.
You know something, Simon, darling?
Some things, Anne. Among them, the fact that you're a very disturbing person.
Perhaps that's my answer, then.
Answer to what, may I ask?
Why, you phoned me the moment I returned from Bermuda. I've been wondering why you're going to ply me with a football game, a dinner, and a play.
Oh, why not just relax and enjoy it?
I'd like to. Particularly when I remember that last evening we spent together in Bermuda. Before you had to fly back to the States on some nasty murder business or other.
Yes, that was quite an evening, wasn't it?
Quite.
You know, you're very beautiful.
I've always enjoyed your thinking so, Simon.
Well, inasmuch as I have a tremendous distaste for murder interfering with moonlight, I now intend to take up where we left off.
A football game?
Oh, well, it'll be a good game. As a matter of fact, it had better be. The trouble I had digging up tickets for it. Well, here we are, Anne.
My, how things have changed since I was in Bermuda. Imagine they're now holding football games in cigar stores instead of stadiums.
This happens to be Tony Cartago's little establishment. There's an office inside where Tony conducts his main business, which consists of handling bets and scalping tickets.
Oh, you do know the loveliest people, Simon.
For which you should offer thanks. We couldn't get any seats to today's game otherwise. Tony has a couple for us.
Oh!
Well, didn't your mother ever tell you that it's not polite to go running into people that way?
I'm terribly sorry. I didn't see you. My apologies.
Not bad. Nice manners, too. I wonder why she came tearing out of Tony's that way.
Well, if you're interested, Tony can probably tell you. I wonder where I've seen that girl before.
Oh, it's some harpy's huddle, I imagine.
Oh.
Come on, let's go in.
Some place. I bet you couldn't buy cigars in here for love of money.
Well, I'm not sucker enough to lay odds against that. The real business is conducted right in here. Hiya, Tony. I want you to meet...
Simon!
You better stand back, Anne. My old grandmother would often say, yikes.
Yes, I see. He's been shot, hasn't he?
I'm afraid so. He's still alive, though. Hey, Tony. Tony, who did it? Can you hear me, Tony? Who gunned you?
No, I didn't. Duke, he knows.
It's me, Tony. Templar, who shot you?
Don't know. Barnes effect. Bring that.
Oh, Simon, is he?
He is. Well, there's nothing to do but call the police.
Why, Simon, the saint calling in the police on a case? What's happened to you?
It's very simple, Anne. I'm much more interested in the beautiful woman.
Oh, thank you.
You're welcome.
Well, why don't you call them? Oh, a visitor.
Two visitors, darling. A man and a gun.
That phone's getting kind of heavy, ain't it, mister?
The phone? Oh, yes, yes. Come to think of it, it is kind of heavy at that.
I'll take care of it for you. That's better.
You know, you're the second person we've met today who should read Emily Post. Don't you know it isn't polite to point at people, particularly with a gun?
Shut up.
And it's also impolite to tell people...
Shut up!
You see what he means, darling. He wants you to shut up.
Oh, is that it? Yeah. I wondered what he was driving at.
That's very fun.
I'm so glad you liked it. Though I have a better routine. It goes like, give me that gun.
Oh, you know, but he was making a...
Simon! Get up, Simon! Get up! You killed him!
No, I was just sleeping. Maybe that gun over his head will learn him a thing or two.
But you...
And if you're smart, you won't kick up any fuss. They just as soon kiss you, too.
Kiss me?
Yeah, with the butt of my gun. Now relax, baby.
Simon, wake up, Simon, wake up. Oh, come on, Simon, wake up.
Let's leave a later call.
Simon.
All right, Ann. Hey, what goes on here? We're tied up.
Yes. Pete thought we'd be more tractable that way.
You know something? He's right. Where are we? How'd we get here?
Pete, he's the guy who conked you. Yeah. And a buddy of his named Louie brought us here. It's a warehouse of some kind. We're in one of the storage bins on the first floor.
Nice. Are we stored away for the winter?
No. No, with a little luck, we'll be out of here in 5 minutes.
A mistaken identity, Ann. I'm not Superman. And these ropes are pretty tight and strong.
Darling, yours may be, but mine aren't. I've had them loose enough to throw off for 15 minutes. I was just waiting for you to wake up.
Well, now, don't tell me you're Superwoman.
No. No, I owe it all to dear, sweet Louis. When I looked at him piteously out of my big blue eyes, he just couldn't tie me up too tightly. I worked myself free while you were sleeping soundly in the corner.
Never again will I underestimate the persuasive powers of women. Now see what you can do about getting me loose.
All right.
There's a little knife in my vest pocket that might help.
This pocket?
Right. Oh, be careful. I'm ticklish.
Oh, I've got it. You know, Simon, I just remembered who that girl was we saw running out of Tony's place.
Yeah? Who is she?
Betty Streeter. She... Ah, there. That fixes up your hands.
Thanks. Now, let's have the knife. I'll get my legs loose myself.
Here.
Betty Streeter, huh?
Mm-hmm.
The luscious lollipop whose picture's been in the newspapers lately over an engagement or something?
Yes, that's right. She's engaged to Jack Landers, an old boyfriend of mine.
Oh.
Oh, lucky girl. Jack is so handsome and fascinating.
That's very interesting. There. The legs are loose. Now, let's see if I can stand up.
There. How do you feel?
Ooh, outside of that bomb burst in my head and the fact that my legs are apparently cut off at the knee, I...
Simon, someone's coming.
Slip those ropes over you and lie down on the floor quick.
Okay, Simon.
When he comes in, make with those baby blues and attract his attention for a minute. I'll be behind the door.
And then what?
Well, I won't be dealing a hand of canasta.
Quiet now. Well, hello, Petey. How do you feel?
Fine, baby, fine. Just come back to... Hey, the boyfriend, where is he?
Here I am, Pete, with a peachy keen breath.
Aha! Now that's what I call more like it.
Come on your feet.
Yeah.
I'd better pick up Pete's pop gun. And now let's get out of here.
Now, that's the first sensible thing you've said today. Let's... What's that noise, Simon?
I don't know, but it sounds like my head feels. There's no time to delve into strange noises now, my sweet. Come on, let's go quietly. You know, I wonder if Louie, the other mug, is hanging around.
No. After Pete searched you and didn't find anything, I heard him say he was going to report to the boss.
I guess he's still reporting, then. Place seems deserted. Oh, look, there's the front door. Let's head for it.
Well, oh, it's certainly nice to be out of there.
Yeah. Hey, what was the name of that girl again, Ann?
Girl? Oh, Betty Streeter. Why?
Look at the sign on this building.
Sign? Simon. It says Streeter's Warehouse.
Yeah, that's what it says, doesn't it? Come on, Ann, let's find out what this is all about.
Simon, darling, I thought you were going to call the police.
Ann, darling, that was before Petey hit me over the head with his gun barrel.
Oh, I was afraid of that. Okay, what's our first stop?
First, we find ourselves a nice telephone directory.
May I ask why?
To find out what street the Streeters live on.
Yes, who... Ann!
Hello, Jack. Remember me?
Remember you? Oh, Ann, sweetheart, if you don't think so, get a load of this.
Jack, that's a rather warm greeting after all these years. Oh, yes. Simon, I want you to meet an old friend of mine, Jack Landers. Jack, this is Simon Templer.
Glad to see you, Templer.
But not as glad as you are to see Ann.
Well, not quite.
No.
Come on in.
Thank you.
Yeah, what are you folks doing here, anyhow?
We came to see Betty Streeter. This is where she lives, isn't it?
Betty? Mm.
Yes, remember the girl you're engaged to?
Sure. Run along. She's in the living room with her father.
Say, by the way, Landers, have you got a handkerchief?
Handkerchief? Yeah, of course. Why?
Well, I have heard that misplaced lipstick is a better detonator for atomic blast than plutonium, and before the two gals meet...
Well, maybe you're right, Templar. Well, Betty...
Simon!
Holy smoke, what was that?
Well, either Betty's involved in a premature explosion or they were shots. Come on, let's see.
The living room, Templar, to the left.
I'm with you. Stay back, Ann.
Betty! Betty, what?
Oh, Jack, someone shot at us through the window. Dad's hurt.
Look after Mr. Streeter, Jack. I'll take care of the guy at the window.
Well, be careful, Simon. He may still be out.
Now she tells.
Let me get a crack at him, Templar.
Did you get him, Jack?
I think I got him in the leg. He stumbled after the first shot, but he got away in that car.
Well, now that quiet has descended once again, it might be pertinent to inquire as to the state of Mr. Streeter's health.
Oh, it's nothing serious, just a slight flesh wound.
Slight wound, is it? Feels like my whole dead blasted arm has been torn off.
You any idea who was so interested in perforating the Streeter skin, Mr. Streeter?
Yeah, I'll say I have. It was one of...
Dad, there's no need to talk like that now.
Oh, bastard, Betty, there's no reason for me to hide things. That crook's been trying to chisel in on my warehouse business for over a year. He's taken one of them over already.
You couldn't possibly be talking about Duke Raymond, could you?
That's right, Templar. He's threatened Mr. Streeter before. Looks as though he sent one of his gunmen around to enforce that threat.
Oh, you've got to give in to him, Dad. The next time you won't be so lucky. You ought to realize now that he won't stop at anything.
Give in? Nonsense.
I hate to sound mercenary, Mr. Streeter, but how much would it be worth to you to get your skirts cleared of Duke Raymond?
How much would it be worth?
Mm-hmm.
Who are you?
My name's Simon Templer, if that means anything to you.
The saint?
I'll confess it. Does that startle you, Miss Streeter?
Oh, why, no, not at all. I just didn't expect
it. Of course, after all, only sinners need be frightened by saints. Well, Mr. Streeter, what do you say?
All right, I'll make you an offer. $10,000 if you get Duke Raymond out of the way. Nothing if you don't.
You've just made yourself a deal.
Simon, you taking money for a case?
The juries award damages for broken hearts, Anne. And you have no idea how badly I feel about letting Cupid down. Well, Miss Morley, this is our famous riverfront. How do you like it?
I don't.
Now, there's the spot we're heading for. Do you see it?
Well, I see some speedboats moored at a dock, if that's what you're talking about.
Mm-hmm.
Any particular reason for coming here?
The usual reason. We're going for a little boat ride. How much for the ride, buddy?
12 miles south, 12 miles back for a buck.
That's fair enough. Come on, Ann, let's get in.
You know, the more I think about this, Simon, the crazier I think you are. Why would anyone want to travel 12 miles out into the ocean?
To see Duke Raymond, of course.
Oh, I see.
Mm-hmm.
He's playing Father Neptune on top of a wave, I presume.
Not exactly. You'll see when we get out there. And I'll expect a great big apology for those words when we get back.
You mean if you get back, don't you, Temple?
Simon.
Yeah, I see. That man's here again. Tell me, Petey, my friend, what are you doing here? You coming along for a ride?
That's right, pal.
You know, after paying a buck for 12 miles out and 12 miles back, I think I've got a right to be particular about the kind of company I have.
Well, don't let it bother you, pal. This gun in my hand makes us equals. Besides, you better pay only half a buck.
Why only half a dollar, Petey?
Because it's cheaper by the dozen, right, Petey?
Yeah, you'll get the idea, pal. You may be going 12 miles out, but I don't think you're ever coming back.
You know, Tell Pete this ride hasn't been very comfortable so far. That gun sticking in my back irritates
me. Yeah, it's too bad, isn't it?
Sympathetic soul, aren't you? Well, the ride's nearly over. There's Duke Raymond up ahead.
That's funny. I don't see anything but an old freighter out there.
That's it, lady, the Black Deuce.
The Black Deuce? Quaint name, isn't it?
It's a quaint ship. Gambling is the specialty.
And I always thought that was against the law.
Not when you're 12 miles out and you're Duke Raymond, it isn't. You see...
Simon, isn't that a cabin cruiser coming up behind us?
Yeah, it's coming up fast, too, and no lights on.
I don't like that. Don't like it at all.
Oh, don't worry, Pete. It's just pulling ahead of us.
Yeah, I guess... Hey! Hey, what do you think you're doing?
Simon, the boat's turned toward us. It's gonna run into us.
Higgity. Look out! You're gonna ram us! You're gonna...
How are you doing, Ann?
Oh, all right. So far. But not much far.
Just a couple of more strokes will do it. Keep it up. There we go. Just two more now. There.
Phew. Oh, I thought we'd never get here.
Must have been telepathy.
Oh.
Wait a minute. I'll climb on board. Okay, now that does it. Okay, now give me your hand.
Okay, Simon.
Easy does it. Easy.
Well, quite an experience, I'd say. Where are we?
We're in a speedboat moored to the Black Deuce. Which reminds me it's time to go to work.
Oh, yeah. You're not actually going aboard that ship, are you?
That was my original intention, wasn't it? Besides, Pete and his boyfriend will drown if I don't get help out to him.
Oh, and you've got to earn that $10,000, as I know.
Yeah, right as usual, Angel. Now, listen closely. Do you know how to run a speedboat?
Yes, yes, I do.
Well, I've got a funny idea you're going to have to run one in a very few minutes. Hi, Duke.
Who are you?
I'm Simon Templer, the man Pete was supposed to bring in part in the wet clothes this damp sea air, you know.
Where's Pete?
The last time I saw him, he was hanging onto a wrecked speedboat a couple of hundred yards away.
Hanging onto him? Come on, get down to cases, Templer. What's the racket?
Duke, I have a funny hunch you're going to lay off Streeter's business.
Am I? What makes you think so?
A possible murder rap?
Kid talking, Templer.
Tony Cartago was bumped off. Why?
You're so smart, you ought to know.
Maybe I do. I'd guess it was because he knew too much about bonds.
Bonds?
Yeah, you know, securities, negotiable ones with a lot of dough.
Where'd you get that idea?
From Tony. He talked before he died. He mentioned you and bonds.
Tony always talked too much. You talk too much, too.
Yeah, I'm beginning to get what you mean.
I thought you would.
You know, Duke, there you are, sitting behind that desk with a gun in your hand. I wonder.
You wonder what?
I wonder how you'd look with that desk on top of you. Oh, too bad, Duke. You missed me. Sorry, I can't do the same. Well, imagine that. Duke Raymond sleeping during business hours. You'll never get ahead that way, old boy. Horatio Alger would positively frown upon you. Nice going, Ann. Thank you kindly for picking me up out of the water.
If I'd known what was going to happen, I wouldn't have. When I saw you dive off that rail and all those people started shooting at
me. Oh, just a necessary unpleasantness, my sweet. I had to get some information from Duke about bonds.
Bonds? You going to play the market?
Right now I'm playing the field. There's a murderer in it. And I'm going to start at Mr. Streeter's warehouse.
The warehouse is over to the left, Simon.
Sure, but we're going next door.
And just what do you expect to find there, Sherlock?
A printing press, of course. There, you see? The Travers Printing Company.
Well, I see it, but I can't understand it. How did you know this place was here, and why look for a printer?
Tony Cartega told me to look for one just before he died. And as for this place, you remember the thumping noise we heard as we were leaving the warehouse?
Why, of course. It was made by a printing press.
Sure, that's what I thought. Well, shall we go in?
At this hour? But it's so dark, nobody will be in there.
Two facts would impress me no end. Now, let me see. I should have some keys in my pocket.
Why bother? That door's already partially open.
Yeah, you're right.
Oh. This is black as pitch in here.
I can't risk a light until we're sure it's empty.
There's a crack of light over there.
Yeah.
It seemed to come from a doorway into another room. I wonder if... Oh.
What's the matter?
I hit my foot against something. Something soft.
You don't say. Suppose you look up at the ceiling while I shine this pencil flash down.
Oh, Simon.
Perfectly expressed.
He's dead, isn't he?
Yeah, if he's not, he ought to be. He's been tied up, gagged, strangled, and shot in the leg.
Who is he?
I think he's the gentleman who tried to kill Mr. Streeter.
Well, how do you...
Because Jack shot him in the leg, remember? He's probably Mr. Travers the printer. He...
What is it, Simon? Why'd you turn off the light?
Because that light in the other room just went out, and I hate to be a nonconformist.
Where are you going?
I'm going to step over there and see what's up.
Oh, be careful. Simon! Simon, are you all right?
I'm not sure, but I'll risk it. I'm going after him.
Oh, look out, Simon. He's a killer. What is it?
Oh,
what's wrong?
Whoever it was locked and bolted this door, I'll have to kick it down.
Someone may still be in there.
You have the most pessimistic thoughts. Now wait till I find the light switch. There.
Well, nobody's here. He must have gone out that window.
And if I hadn't been idiot enough to bump into something in the dark, this case might have been over by now.
Either that or you'd have been dead. That funny hissing sound.
That? Oh, it's the flame under that lead pot over there.
What's cooking?
Oh, printers use them to melt their old linotype slugs in.
Yes, but why would that be going now? Do you think the killer left...
There was a reason I wanted you along tonight. You've just hit it. Look, there's the type, friend.
Yes?
And see those engraved copper and zinc plates on that work table?
Mm-hmm.
If we'd come in a few minutes later, they'd have been in that lead pot.
But what are they?
Oh, I'm not so good at reading upside down and backwards, but... 6% debentures, state of secured... Highway taxes. Huh, so that's it. What?
Would you mind explaining, Simon?
Later, darling. First, I've got a little surprise party to prepare.
Surprise party?
Yeah, as soon as I remove the handkerchief gag from Mr. Travers, send a message to Duke Raymond and make a few phone calls, we'll go to the scene of the party.
How nice. Now, what's going to happen there?
What usually happens at a surprise party?
Oh, don't tell me. I know. One very foxy murderer is going to get a great big surprise. So the surprise party is going to be at Tony Cartego's place.
Right you are, Ann. There it is now.
What's going to happen, Simon? All I know is that you called a lot of people in a disguised voice and told them something about Bonds and Tony. Why?
Well, if you'll look inside the cigar store, what do you see?
Well, there's a light inside.
Correct. That must mean one of the guests has arrived. Look quiet as we go in. I want to see if that's an early bird or a worm.
Seems to be awfully busy looking for something.
Well, let's help the poor soul find it. Hello, Betty.
Oh!
What's the matter, Betty? Looking for some bonds?
Bonds?
The ones you were called about this morning?
Well, I don't know what you're talking about.
Not that, Betty. That'll never do. However, I wasn't the one who called you this morning.
How did you know about that?
Hey, will you join the party?
Jack!
Hello, dear.
All right, Templar, what's this all about?
Hello, gentlemen. Nice of you to come, Mr. Streeter. Jack, I was just talking to Betty about that phone call of this morning. What did your caller say, Betty? Something about your father's life being endangered over some bonds and that you'd better get down here fast to save him?
My life in danger? What kind of nonsense is that?
It wasn't nonsense to Betty. She came down here all right. We walked in right after Betty left and found Tony Cartego dead.
Now, just a minute. You're making a pretty dangerous accusation there, Templer.
Happens to be true. Mr. Streeter, Duke Raymond forced you to sell him that warehouse next to the Travers Printing Company, didn't he?
Yes. And it took a lot of force. He ruined the business by destroying merchandise, wrecking trucks, the usual racketeering methods. I had to sell to stop losing money.
Maybe you better not talk so much, Streeter.
Yeah. Maybe it won't be healthy.
Well, more guests. Duke Raymond and Pete.
Yeah, that's right, Sapler. What gives here?
Well, now, that's a rather silly question, Duke. You came here looking for bonds, didn't you?
So your message was a frame, eh, chum?
Only in a manner of speaking, chum. Someone in this room owed you money from gambling, didn't they, Duke? And promised to pay in negotiable securities to be left until called for here at Tony Cartego's.
It's your story, Templer. Keep talking.
But when Pete came to pick up the bonds for you, they were missing, and Tony was dead. It's lucky for you, too. If you tried to sell those bonds, you'd have been arrested. They were forgeries.
Phonies? You sure about that?
I know it, and I can prove it.
Surprise, surprise, surprise.
What do you think of your gambling friend now, Duke?
The dirty double-crosser. With all that dough in the family, too. Oh, low-down rat is going to
get... No, you don't, Duke. Okay. Stop right there.
Tell him that he's got a gun.
Isn't that strange, Ann? I was thinking the same thing.
Jack. Oh, no, Jack, not you.
Pretty sharp, aren't you, Templer? Got it all figured out.
Oh, I've been known to get around, Landers. Anyway, it was rather obvious. Particularly after you kissed Ann.
After he kissed me? What did that have to do with it?
Well, you see, Ann...
I got something to say first.
Dead.
Yes, good old Pete. He never misses.
There, my dear.
Thanks for keeping him busy while I went for my gun, Templer.
Oh, think nothing of it, Pete. And to show my appreciation...
Here.
What? What's the big idea,
Templer? Duke, let's not be hasty, shall we? I've got a gun, too, the one I borrowed from you aboard your ship. Get on the phone, Ann. Call the police.
You bet, Simon. Right away.
As for you, Mr. Streeter, get out your checkbook. The amount is $10,000 payable to your favorite charity. Your friend Duke Raymond won't bother you again for a long, long time. Would you like another drink, Ann?
No, thank you, Simon. I suppose I should thank you for a lovely day.
It had its points, but the football game might have been more exciting.
I doubt it. But I still need some answers.
But don't you see, Ann? Jack was terrified when he couldn't pay Duke the huge gambling debt he owed him. So he hit on the idea of forging bonds. He had Travers print them.
But I still don't understand why he killed Travers.
Well, he had to make sure that Travers wouldn't talk. So when Jack went to the print shop to destroy the evidence of the forged plates, he destroyed Travers, too.
Yes, but why was Tony killed?
Tony held the bonds for Duke. But when he discovered they were forged, he called the Streeter home.
Yes.
Betty got the message and hurried down to see what it was all about. She thought Tony was talking about her father.
And Jack was there, overheard the conversation, and beat her to Tony.
Right.
And he tried to kill us with a cruiser to stop us from getting Duke's store.
Mm-hmm. He was a busy little man.
Okay, mastermind. I guess I've got it. Except for that crack about the kiss. How come you knew Jack Landers was guilty because he kissed me?
Lipstick, Ann.
What? Lipstick?
Yeah. You see, after you kissed him, he had lipstick all over his face.
Yes.
When I called it to his attention, he wiped it off with his handkerchief. And the handkerchief that gagged Travers had lipstick on it, too.
Oh. And to think that just because he kissed me, he's dead.
I wouldn't feel that way about it if I were you. Your kisses wouldn't kill anyone, and I can prove it.
Can you, Simon?
Sure. Watch. There, you see?
I guess you're right.
Oh, please don't agree so quickly, Ann.
Why not?
I'm seriously considering making a lifetime work out of proving it.
You've been listening to another transcribed adventure of the Saint, the Robin Hood of modern crime. Now here's our star, Vincent Price.
Ladies and gentlemen, in tonight's cast, you heard Shirley Mitchell, Barbara Eiler, Jack Moyles, Tom Brown, Edmund McDonald, and Anthony Barrett. This is Vincent Price inviting you to join us again next week at this same time for another exciting adventure of the Saint. Good night.
Legends, the greatest social casino experience has arrived at Legends.com. With thousands of the best free-to-play casino-style games, chances to earn millions of bonus coins and win real money. Legends is revolutionizing the Vegas experience wherever you are. If you love winning, then you'll love playing at Legends.com. Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Visit Legends.com for more information. Legends with a Z.com is legendary fun.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
We all know that feeling. You finally manage to get away on vacation and the worrying starts. Will that bogus beware of dogs sign keep your home safe? What about that fake camera you set up? And will someone finally find your old hide and key rock? That's where ADT comes in. All that stuff, it's safe-ish. It seems fine when you don't really think about it, but you know it truly doesn't work. Instead, ADT provides security solutions that keep you actually safe, giving you real peace of mind. Because vacation is supposed to be, you know, relaxing. Don't settle for safe-ish. Visit ADT.com today to learn more.
The Adventures of the Saint, starring Vincent Price. The Saint, based on characters created by Leslie Charteris and known to millions from books, magazines, and motion pictures. The Robin Hood of modern crime is now transcribed for radio, starring Hollywood's brilliant and talented actor Vincent Price as The Saint.
Anything wrong, Captain?
Nothing serious, Mr. Templer. Just coming down here for a check. Go on just as soon as we can.
Oh, and where is here?
Headstone, New Mexico. Used to be a big silver mining town, but now it's just another little town, I guess. Although I did notice there's a carnival playing over on the edge of this emergency landing strip.
Well, how long are we to enjoy the hospitality of Headstone?
Oh, 2 or 3 hours. Long enough to see the town, have dinner if you like. Sorry to delay you, sir.
Oh, it's all right, Captain. I'm seldom bored in a strange town.
Well, you better go back and fasten your seatbelt, Mr. Templer. We're coming down now.
Right. I'll see you later.
Well, good evening, Saint.
You know me? Yet I don't seem to recall your face.
Harry Kelly, and you don't recall my face because we've never met, but I've seen many pictures of you, and so I recognized you immediately.
Well, that's very flattering. Tell me, Mr. Kelly, how can I get into town?
You can find a cab on the other side of the carnival. Planning on staying long?
Not at all. Should I?
On the contrary, I was just going to suggest that I doubt if Headstone would welcome the presence of the Saint. Just a friendly remark, you understand.
Oh, naturally. And if I may be permitted a friendly question, why are you telling me this?
Just an interest in the continued health of my fellow human. If you have any trouble in town, look me up. Anyone can tell you where to find
me. I look, the big show is just about to start. See little Fatima, the girl who shakes and shivers like a bowl full of jelly. Only $1, 10 cents, the tenth part of a dollar.
See,
hurry, 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 hurry. Step right up.
Learn what the stars hold for you. I read the past, the present, and the future. Learn your fortune, young man.
I already know it, Grandmother. I'm destined to meet a tall, dark, and beautiful woman. I'll settle for nothing less.
I see strange lines on your face, young man.
Huh?
I will tell your fortune without charge. Give me your hand. I see danger. Beware of a blonde young woman. She will bring you death.
There are worse ways of dying, Grandmother.
I see danger. Much danger for one with a halo about his head. Blood and death. Unless he travels, I see...
I think I'm beginning to get the idea. You might tell your crystal ball that I'm beginning to be interested. Goodbye, Grandmother, and may the saints bless you.
Taxi, mister?
Oh, thank you. Say, do you suppose you can drive me somewhere that serves a good dinner?
Sure. Silver Dollar Hotel.
Oh, fine.
You know, I was just sitting there communing with nature about how many guys there are who blow their wad to watch some dame do a hula but won't spend a dime on a hack.
Do I detect a touch of Brooklyn?
How could you miss? That's me, chum. Ziggy from Flatbush. I used to drive a hack in Brooklyn. Now I own the only hack in Headstone. It's like, huh? You know, I ain't seen a Brooklyn Bridge for 10 years since I come out here for my health. Like I always say, it's a smart man who knows when it's healthy to get out of town.
Meaning what?
Does everything have to mean something? Me, I mind my own business. I stay healthy. That's why I'm living in Headstone instead of under one.
I see. But if you didn't mind your own business, I suppose you'd give me some advice about leaving Headstone. Is that it?
No advice, Mac. That's part of minding my own business. Headstone is a great place for strangers to visit. If they paid up their insurance.
Here you are, waiter. Very nice dinner. My check, please. No, thank you. Keep the change.
Hello.
Well, this is a surprising hotel. First a beautiful dinner, and then an even more beautiful blonde.
May I sit down?
Oh, by all means, Miss...
Betty Conley. You're Simon Templer?
I should have worn my dark glasses. But now that the truth is out, you might as well call me Simon.
All right, Simon.
Now, how did you know who I am? Now, don't tell me that you were just passing and recognized me.
Why, Ziggy told me that you were here. He owns and drives the taxi here in Headstone.
I know I shouldn't look a gift blonde in the hair, but why did Ziggy tell you I was in here?
Well, Ziggy knows that I need help, and he thought, well, that is, since you're the saint, you might help me.
Well, I have been known to help beautiful blondes on occasion. But tell me why you should need help, Betty.
Someone's been trying to kill me.
Oh, there should be a law against that. Are you sure?
I've been shot at twice, and everybody here has been very unfriendly, except Ziggy and a man named Harry Kelly.
I've noticed the unfriendliness in this town, but being unfriendly towards you is obviously an indication of insanity.
Oh, please don't joke about it. I'm frightened.
All right, my dear. Now tell me about it.
Well, my father was known as Silver Slim Conley. He lived here for years. But he sent me east to school when I was very young, and I didn't come back here until recently. My father died about a month ago.
Oh, I'm sorry.
He was broke, and all he left me was his old silver mine. He called it the Betty Mine, after me.
And I take it somebody wants the mine.
No, the mine is completely worthless. There hasn't been any silver in it for years.
But, my dear, you were shot at twice. Have you any idea who did the shooting?
No. But it might be the same man who told me to get out of town.
Oh, who?
Mike McCarthy. Ziggy says he's an eastern gangster who's been living out here for several months. Will you help me, Mr. Simon?
Well, I've never been able to say no to a pretty girl. You mentioned a man named Harry Kelly before. Just who is he?
He knew my father. He's been very friendly to me, although he thought I ought to leave town, too.
I've met Mr. Kelly, and he intrigues me very much. I think we'll go see him.
All right. Just a minute. There was some red dust on your coat.
Oh, thank you. Ziggy apparently doesn't get enough passengers to keep his cab dusted. Did you say Ziggy was parked outside in his chariot?
Mm-hmm. He was when I came in. Oh, there he is.
Yes, looking exactly as if he were back in Brooklyn. Hey, Ziggy!
Oh, so she found you, huh?
Thanks to your bird-dogging, which I must admit in this case has done much to overcome any natural prejudice against cab drivers that I might have. Say, do you know where Harry Kelly lives?
Sure.
And let's go, then. Huh? Hey, don't you ever clean out this hack? What's all this dust?
Well, who knows? Maybe it was that redhead that hired me yesterday. So she had dandruff.
Piggy, you missed your calling. You're as funny as an undertaker. Well, now, Ziggy, I don't suppose you'd care to tell me why you warned me to get out of Headstone.
Got me all wrong, Saint. I wasn't warning you. I was just talking about myself.
And I don't suppose you'd care to tell me why somebody took pot shots at Miss Connolly here and told her to get out of town, too.
Me, I don't know nothing. Like I was telling you, Saint, I mind my own business. Maybe you stay ignorant that way, but it's healthier and I like it like that.
Well, in that case, why did you send Miss Connolly in to see me?
Well, like you can see, she's a pretty little pigeon. She needs to know some guy will help her. Now, it ain't no secret that the Saint goes around mixing in other people's business, so I tell her to see you.
And who told you I was the Saint?
I got eyes in my head, ain't I? Like I said, I used to hack in Brooklyn. I got around.
What about this Mike McCart?
Strictly smart money, Saint.
Huh?
A lot of guys have crossed his path once, if you get what I mean.
What about Harry Kelly?
Local stuff. A nice schmo, but no more.
You're doing all right for a guy that doesn't know anything.
You got me wrong, pal. Ziggy, he looks people over, but he don't see nothing except one guy is tough, another guy is a schmo, and maybe another guy is too nosy.
I really don't think we should try to involve Ziggy, Simon. He's been very nice as it is.
Yeah, she's got something, pal. I ain't really equipped for it, because the way you're headed, only a saint could feel at home. Saint. Kelly lives on the first floor in the room.
Oh, thanks. Wait for us, Ziggy. We've got a couple of other calls to make after this.
Don't worry, I'll wait. If you get in any trouble, just yell. Then I'll drive over and tell the sheriff I heard somebody yell for help.
Oh, thanks, pal. Come on, Betty. Well, I hope our friend is in and that he talks.
Yes. Strange. Harry telling you to come and see him if you had any trouble. If he had any connection with me, then why hasn't he said something to me?
Well, he sounded to me like a cautious man. Maybe he did know something, but didn't want to say anything unless he felt sure something was going to be done. Well, we'll soon know.
Yes, who is it?
Simon Templer.
Oh, the Saint. Just a minute.
Those shots were in that room.
This is no time for conversation, darling. We're going in.
Oh, but...
Like this.
Kelly.
Oh, Simon.
Kelly. Kelly, this is Simon Templer.
John. Saint?
Yes, Kelly, the Saint. Who shot you?
The window. The Saint. The mine. Saint.
Kelly. Well, Betty, he isn't going to tell us anything now. This killer did a very thorough job. Window open. Must have shot from here. There's a shell on the fireplace.
But what was he saying?
Sounded like sin. Come on, Betty. We're going to spread a little saintliness. And I think I know where to begin. Ziggy, didn't you hear anything?
Well, I noticed some noise, but like I thought...
I know. You mind your own business.
Are we going to the sheriff's, Simon?
No, not yet. Ziggy, who's the estayer in this town?
Old man Matthews. The office is closed now, but he lives right ahead there. That big white house.
Okay, stop there.
But Simon...
I'd like to satisfy a little curiosity about that mine of yours. I'll be right back. You stay in here, Betty.
What do you want?
Mr. Matthews.
Who else should be here? It's my house, ain't it? What do you want?
My name is Simon Templer. I wanted to ask you if you know the Connolly Silver Mine.
I know every mine within 200 miles of here, young fella. Hey, ain't that Betty Connolly sitting up there in that taxi?
Yes.
Then why can't she tell you about the mine? She owns it.
Well, she has told me, but I just wanted to check about the possibility of a mistake. How much silver would you say there was in the Connolly Mine?
About enough to put in your eye and still leave room for your finger?
Couldn't there be a hidden vein in it?
Nope. There ain't been enough silver around here to make a dime for years and years.
Could there be anything else of value in it?
Mud and water, if you call that valuable.
You sure?
Of course I'm sure. Young fella, I've been here man and boy for 70 years, and I ain't got no time to stand around answering darn fool questions. Goodbye.
Well, goodbye. And Betty, you may be right. Old man Matthew says the mine is worthless, too. So, Ziggy, take us to see Mike McCarthy.
Are you sure you want to go there, Sam? If I was you, I'd get on that plane. It's leaving pretty soon.
No, Ziggy, I've decided not to leave Headstone just yet. Later you can drive me over to Albuquerque, and I'll take the chief the rest of the way.
Okay, Chum, it's your funeral.
Please be careful.
Don't you worry, Betty. The Halo Wearers Benevolent Association would be very upset if anything happened to me. I'll be right up.
Yeah?
I'm looking for Mike McCarthy.
Well, you found him.
It's my Boy Scout training. It never fails. My name is Simon Templar.
The Saint?
I've been known by that name.
So what?
That's a very interesting question. I must try to think of an answer sometime. Meanwhile, I thought you might like to know that I heartily disapprove of your telling a certain Miss Betty Connolly that she ought to leave town.
What's a girl to you?
That's my business.
I could make it mine. And if I do, your halo's gonna slip down and start choking you.
I thought bullets were more in your line.
Meaning what?
Meaning the shots fired at Miss Connolly and a little gunning job only a few minutes ago.
I didn't do any gunning. But I'm liable to if you don't beat it.
You sound so sure of yourself, Michael.
That's because I got more in my hand than an itching palm.
That's a very pretty gun, Mike. But I'm very much afraid that nothing will satisfy my curiosity short of knowing why you want to get Miss Connolly out of town.
I got answers for nosy guys. Six of them. I just stand right there. Stay away from that desk, Saint, or
don't worry, Mike. I have no interest in the desk at all. But I do have an interest in Miss Connolly. Now, Michael, I'll bid you adieu.
What happened, Simon?
Oh, not much, I'm afraid. The conversation was just getting interesting when Mike had a sudden attack of dropsy.
That's funny. I never heard of him being sick.
Oh, that's because you mind your own business, Ziggy, like you tell me. Betty, where is that silver mine of yours?
About 2 miles out of town.
Is there any place in town where we can rent a car?
Well, why, I have a car. Why?
I feel a prospecting urge coming over me. Ziggy, take us to Miss Connolly's car, and then we can dispense with your valuable service.
What's wrong with my care?
Nothing, Ziggy. It's just that I don't like people looking over my shoulder, especially when I visit a lonely mine in the company of a beautiful girl.
Well, here's the Betty mine, although I don't know why you want to see it.
Frankly, I don't know either. But as long as I'm here, I might as well take the 40-cent tour.
Certainly, sir. Right this way. This old cable car goes down into the mine. All we have to do is stand on the platform and pull the cable. It works with balanced weight.
Clever, these 49ers. How far down?
On the 40-cent tour, we give the exact distance. 354 feet, 6 inches.
Thank you. And thank you for having electric lights in a mine that hasn't been worked for years.
Oh, the mine has its own battery. See? Here's a bulb on the car. Shall we go down?
What are we waiting for? Let's go. Maybe the lights will go out.
Just hold it like that. I've been waiting for you two.
Well, Michael McCarthy, I was wondering if we were going to have your company.
And this time, wise guy, don't try anything.
Don't tell me, Michael, that you're going prospecting with us.
I'm riding down with you. But I'm coming back alone. Start the car down, Saint, but don't try no tricks.
You have a suspicious mind, Mike. Well, here we go. Call out your floors, please. Mezzanine, ladies' underwear, galoshes, and accessories.
You'll be singing a different tune pretty soon, Saint. You both had your chance to leave town your way. Now you're going to leave my way.
Oh, Simon, I'm sorry.
Oh, don't be, Betty. This is my first ride on an open cable car.
It'll be your last.
I wouldn't be too sure. Unless that cable breaks before we get to the bottom.
Hey, what are you talking about?
Sucker! It's a little crowded here for a 1-2, so I guess a 1.5 will have to do.
Terrible.
Here now, Betty. It's all right.
Oh, Simon, it could have been you. He almost knocked you off the platform, too.
Yeah, it was the padded shoulders in my coat. I felt them hit the side.
Oh, look at your shoulders. They're covered with dirt from the sides of the shaft.
Yeah. Huh. It's red dirt. Wait a minute. Well, we can go back up, Betty. Mike doesn't need our help, and I don't need anybody to answer questions anymore.
Simon, I'll never understand you. Why did you look at the dirt on your coat and say you didn't need any more questions?
Because that dirt was red sulfide, Betty. And it explains why Mike was so anxious to run you out of town.
Well, I don't see how. Red sulfide is used in paint, but that doesn't make it valuable.
Red sulfide is also cinnabar ore, from which we get mercury, and that is pretty valuable. Evidently, your mine is rich in cinnabar, so it's worth a lot of money, Betty.
Oh, then that was what Kelly was trying to tell us when he said sin.
Yes, he was trying to say cinnabar.
How can I ever thank you, Simon?
Well, I have a couple of ideas on the subject. Oh, but now people would say I was chasing you for your money. So, I guess you can just see me off on the train. We'll stop in town and have Ziggy drive us to Albuquerque.
Oh, but I'll drive you.
Now, I insist on taking a cab. I don't want you coming back alone. I may want to change my mind about fortune hunting.
Like I said, Saint, I'm glad to see you leaving. This town is just funny about strangers, but hadn't you ought to take Miss Connolly with you?
But she doesn't have to go now, Ziggy, and besides, she's rich.
What?
Yes, Ziggy, we found out that Dad's mine is valuable after all.
You mean you found silver?
No, mercury.
Oh, the stuff they put in thermometers?
That's the stuff, Ziggy. But it's used for a lot of other things, particularly in wartime, and it's worth a lot of money.
Well, what do you know? So that's why Mike was trying to make you leave.
That's it.
Well, did you stop and tell the sheriff?
We didn't have time, but I'll see him when we go back.
Oh, that's pretty nice for you, ain't it, buddy? Oh, here we are. Just in time, too. The chief's in already.
Very nice timing, Ziggy. Thanks, Betty, for keeping my forced visit to Headstone from being dull.
Oh, Simon, well, why don't you stay in Headstone? I won't know how to run the mine or what to do with the money or anything.
You'll learn, Betty. You know what to do when you get back to town?
Yes, but well, will the sheriff believe me? I mean, about Mike McCarthy killing Harry Kelly.
I don't think he will, since Mike didn't kill Kelly.
But
Kelly was shot with an automatic. He ejected a shell on the fireplace, remember? But Mike McCarthy carried a revolver. You saw it.
Yes, but will the sheriff...
Oh, the sheriff will believe when you show him that the gun that killed Kelly is in Ziggy's pocket.
What? What are you talking about?
You knew about the cinnabar ore in the mine. You carried some of it away to be tested in your cab. And there was red dust in it, which you tried to explain with a corny gag.
You're crazy.
Harry Kelly had an idea what was going on, so you slipped around to the back while we were at the front door and killed him.
All right, wise guy, you're so smart. What about Mike?
Mike was working for you.
But Simon, Ziggy told me that you were in town.
Sure, he couldn't be sure that I wasn't here to break up his little scheme, so the smartest thing to do was to get us together so he could watch both of us. He thought I would use his cab, as I did, and it would be easy. But he slipped up when he sent Mike out to the mine ahead of us. Ziggy was the only one who knew where we were going.
Okay, pal, you asked for it.
This time, sweetheart! Like you said, pal, you should have followed your own advice about minding your own business.
Four?
Well, he's all yours, Betty. The gun that killed Kelly is now on the seat beside him. All you have to do is turn the body and the gun over to the sheriff, and from there on in, he'll mind Ziggy's business for him.
But, Simon...
Don't worry, Betty. I'll stop back someday to make sure that Venus is in conjunction with Mercury.
You have just heard another adventure of the Saint, the Robin Hood of modern crime. Now, here is our star, Vincent Price.
Ladies and gentlemen, how many times there have been men just like Ziggy led into crime by insatiable greed, forgetting the simplest truth so aptly phrased by John Dryden. Murder may pass unpunished for a time, but tardy justice will overtake the crime. This is Vincent Price extending a personal invitation to all of you to join us again next week at this same time for another adventure of The Saint. Good night.
Tonight's script of The Saint was written by Michael Cramoy. Our cast included Harry Bartell, Barney Phillips, Colleen Collins, Fred Howard, and Tony Barrett. The music was composed and conducted by Harry Zimmerman. The Saint is a James L. Sapir Agency production and was transcribed and directed by Thomas A. McAvity. Don't forget that The Saint comic books are on sale at all newsstands. Your announcer, Merrill Ross. This is the Mutual Broadcasting System.
This has been a Cryptic County podcast. To check out our other storytelling podcasts like Let's Not Meet and Odd Trails, go to crypticcountypodcasts.com. We'll see you next time.
You know what ought to happen next? If this was a horror story? That's what ought to happen next.
It did.
Legends, the greatest social casino experience has arrived at Legends.com. With thousands of the best free-to-play casino-style games, chances to earn millions of bonus coins and win real money. Legends is revolutionizing the Vegas experience wherever you are. If you love winning, then you'll love playing at Legends.com. Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Visit Legends.com for more information. Legends with a Z.com is legendary fun.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including Eastern and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
I'm here on the job site with Dale, who's a framing contractor.
Hey, good morning.
Dale traded up to Geico Commercial Auto Insurance for all his business vehicles. We're here where he needs us most.
Yep, they sure are.
We make it easy for him to save on all his insurance needs, all in one place, with coverage that fits his business and bottom line. Oh, I shouldn't have looked down.
It's all right.
We're so far up here.
Look at me. Take a deep breath.
Oh, I'm good. So good.
Get a commercial auto insurance quote today at Geico.com and see how much you could save. Get more with Geico.